Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hello, Julie. Just sending you a call from my name. We spoke the other day and we spoke on WhatsApp a moment ago. Now, this is just in regards to the Scottish redress case. Now, just need to take some details from you, Julie, and we'll get the case uploaded for you. Now, okay. The great news about these cases at the moment, Julie, is the average is around £4,000 to £5,000 that you get back. Can get more than that, all depends what you've been through, but like I say, that's normally average for no normal type of case, all right? Now, just to confirm, Julie, I've got your name as Julie McNairn, is that correct? M-C-N-A-I-R-N, is that correct?
It's Julia. Julia,
okay. Yeah, I can see on your email. Yeah, so you got your email, juliamcnairn15@gmail.com, is that correct?
I couldn't tell you, my son does all that for me. I'm not clever at computers at all.
No, not a problem. I'm not too good at them, to be fair, Julia. I'm not going to lie to you. Now, Julia, could you just confirm your date of birth for me, please?
2nd of March, 1974.
Fantastic. And just your current address and postcode, please. So where you're living at the moment?
It is 86 Balfour Wild.
Yep.
And that's in Lark Hall.
The postcode?
ML9. Julie Massiera.
Perfect. Fantastic. Let me just get it loaded for you. Alpha Wine, Lark Hall, like you said, so that's great stuff. Let me just get the address down for you. Okay, that's fine. No problem. And who is your local GP surgery at the moment, Julia?
What's her name now? Oh, gosh.
Yeah, no, it's...
Gary, what's the name of the doctor's doctor?
What? What's
the name of the doctor's doctor? Boys.
Sorry?
I'm trying to think of the name of it. I know it's in the tip of my tongue.
No, it's...
Oh. He'll check it online for me. Can we skip that question? He's about to check the name of it just now.
Yep. Not a problem. Julia, have you ever been known by any other names other than your name at the moment?
Just Julia or Julia.
Yeah, okay, no problem. That's fine. And, okay, no problem. That's not an issue at all. Let's get these details down. Okay, and what are your parents' names, Julia?
It's Sandra McNairn.
Yeah?
Morgan Glenn. The surgery is Morgan Glenn.
Morgan Glenn?
Morgan Glenn.
Medical practice in Lark Hall, in surgery in Lark Hall. Is it on Morgan Glen Place, do you know?
It's, not sure it is, but I don't even know that place, do I?
Yeah.
Sorry, my head's just malfunctioning because I've just lost my son and my sister recently, so my head's just all over the place and I've had so much drama through it all. I'm just not functioning right now.
No, that's fine. Like I say, if you do need to stop at any time, just let me know. You can take a break. It's not a problem. I do understand. So we've got your name. Your mum's name is Sandra McNairn. What was your father's name?
Hugh. McNairn.
Hugh. Okay. And where was you living before you got placed into care, Julia?
I'm not actually too sure. I was a kid.
Yeah, we'll put not sure for that one if you don't know where he was, it's not a problem.
Yeah.
Like I say, if there is anything you don't know, Julie, just let me know. It's not a problem, okay. Just basically, yeah. We will ask a lot of questions. It's just to build your case for you. So when we do go to the local authority to obviously claim the money back for you or claiming, they can't come back to us and say, okay, we need this. It's just to cover all aspects. Julie, yeah. do you have any siblings at all?
Not anymore, no. I had two older brothers.
What was...
Sorry. And I had a younger brother and a younger sister. They're all gone.
No, I understand. I apologise. And what are they called, Julia? It's just for your records, you see. What are they called?
John and Hugh.
John and who, sorry?
John and there was Hugh.
Yep. Any more others?
William.
William?
And Lindsay.
Lindsay. Okay. Okay. Put his details down for you. And do you know what town you was living in before you went into care? Town, like, say, for example, Glasgow, Aberdeen, for example.
I'm thinking Glasgow. It's, I mean, I don't know because
and
I
you said you was a child.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was about 4 or 5.
And I was just going to say, you 4 or 5. Okay. And do you remember what establishment you got placed into? So what children's home you actually went to, Julian?
Well, I know I was in Bells Hill. I was in, Nazareth House. And I'm not sure about Carnegie Park. I'm not sure about Carnegie Park. The name's been in my head all my life. But my brothers were sometimes in separate homes, and I don't know if...
Yeah.
If it was just them talking about it, it's in my head, or if it was, if it actually I was in there, but I remember the Nazareth and I remember the Bells Hill particular.
Yeah. Do you know Nazareth House? Was that in Glasgow?
I think that was in Aberdeen.
Let's have a look. There is a few Nazareth House, you see. Let's have a look. Okay, so found it. Nazareth House. Yeah, Clarence Street. Okay, so I found it. So let's put that piece down for you. So Nazareth House. Nazareth House. Clarence Street. 15. And you said, did you say Bells Hill as well?
Yes.
Was that in Aberdeen as well?
No, that's in South Lanarkshire, Bells Hill, near Glasgow.
Okay. Got one down as well. Bells Hill Children's Home, okay.
Yeah.
Let's get those details on file as well, for a moment now. Bells. Okay. Which one would you reckon using first? Do you reckon using Nazareth House first or Bells Hill first?
Yeah, I think it was Nazareth House.
Nazareth first, okay.
Yes.
Bells Hill, Children's Home, 1 Scott Place. And with Nazareth House, I know you was only 4 or 5 at the time, so it's probably hard to remember, but how long do you reckon you was in there for? How many years?
I've no idea. No, it wasn't years. I think it was just my mum never then get to take care of us. She was going through pregnancies and my dad was never there for us, you know what I mean? So I think it was just somebody to take care of us. She was having a bad pregnancy and stuff. And I think it was just break time for her, really, and I think we get put in it here. I don't really know. It was never really discussed properly with us.
No, that's the past. And do you know when you was in Bells Hill, how long was you there for, do you reckon? How long was you in Bells Hill for? Was it quite a while?
Again, I couldn't tell you. I was young again. I think it was, I was made less, I think, out of one. And I think I went straight into another one, but in a short time, very short time.
Okay. And I do hate asking this question, but I do have to ask it there, Tracy. So if, for example, something was to happen, Julia, and you're not able to, you know, get the money, say, for example, you know, using an accident or something like that, who would you like the money to go to? Who would you like your beneficiary to be?
My children.
Would you like to name one of them we can put down just to the beneficiary?
Darling.
Dylan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same name as yourself, yeah?
Shields.
Shields. S-H-I-E-L-D-S-D, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's got a middle name that's the same as mine. His middle name is the same as mine. Nickname. Shields.
Okay. That's not a problem. That's fine. Okay. I'm trying. Now, we just need statements of what kind of abuse she was facing in these children's home. So just the kind of, you know, day-to-day things that he was facing. So we'll start in Nazareth House. What kind of, you know, what kind of things is happening in there?
No, I don't really remember much. It was just us in the form one night, but the priest had come to me a couple of years ago and asked me if I remembered being in there. And I says, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was like the first time it had really been brought up, because it was always in my head. I did tell my children about it, but it was always there now, just in the surface in the background somewhere, still working away at me. But aye, they confirmed it really. And it was two CID, it came out a couple of years ago and brought it up and asked me if I remembered or what age I was, etc. And whatever. But I did tell them that I remember getting a strap on the hand.
Okay.
If that would be anything. And I think that was for a plane carrying on running about with a boy. I don't know. But I was told to put a hand out, a certain hand, as I'd know my left and right.
Yep.
But there was like a new line of it all lined up, all ready to get the strap. And I didn't know my left or right, but somebody in the line-up showed me what one to put out, because I was told to put a hand out, and I didn't know my left or right yet. And so... I got the start, I remember that. I don't remember anything. I don't remember the bedrooms, much of the outlay at all. The, I remember sitting there and then reading. I think she was desperate, and then I think there was this death note normal, but I think we knew them as nuns.
Yep.
But I was sitting up, like, up in a lap, and there was another one or two kids up in the chair beside us, and we were going through a wee book, like a learning book, and it had a cat on it, and it had a pair of red socks or something on it. And I remember thinking, look, she was asking how many socks or how many pairs of socks, and I was like, I was saying the wrong number. She was like, say, I was saying, but one, and she was saying, no, two. Or I was saying two, because there was two socks. I didn't get it what the pair was, two socks and I think a pair. And I was like, no, it's one, but one's a pair. No, no. It was just, I remember the kind of situation I was in, and the other nun kind of looking in the room and saying, she knows what she's doing. She knows exactly what she's doing, and belittling me in a kind of way. And I remember coming out of there and I was wet in the bed. That's about it.
Yeah.
I don't know much more about it. I've tried to think, but I can't have any more flashbacks. It's just the same kind of memory.
No, that's enough what we need, to be fair. So it does sound like you have been, you know, quite a hard time in there, especially being, you know, as young as you was, it shouldn't have really been happening to you. Now, there is one more thing we do need from you now, Julia. Now, this would just be photo ID and proof of address. So it would just be either a driving licence, passport, or you can use something like a bus pass. As long as it's got your picture on and your name on, we can accept it. And then just a letter to prove where you live. But if you want to kill two...
That's going to be a problem.
What's that? What's the reason for that, sorry, Julia?
Because I'm not really a going out person.
No, that's not a problem.
I've got anxiety.
If you've not got a photo ID, I have the same on for panel at the moment for it, Julia. It's not the best thing in the world, is it? You know, it makes you feel quite bad. All you need to do, Julia, if you've not got a photo ID, like I say, all you need to do is take. Have you got like a passport or a driving license?
No. My passport's still at the office.
No worries.
It didn't accept my picture. The photo booth says that there's suitable. But by the time I sent it to the passport place, it wasn't suitable. And they've kept my passport for me to get another photo. That was years ago, but that was a few years ago I done that.
Okay.
I've still not got it.
No, understandable. So what we'd need instead then is just two letters. So... Just all we need to do is take a picture of two letters, you know, letters that have been sent to your address, just to prove your address.
Yeah.
That's all we need. The photo ID, as long as we've got two letters, we can leave that. So, if you want to just open my message on WhatsApp for me, Julia.
Okay.
Hold on, look at the phone. No worries. No worries. All you want your son to do, Julie, is take a picture of two letters for me.
He's actually sitting with the dogs in there. I've got one's on the heat, so he can't really take his eyes off her. If I could send that straight to you once we hang up, I can send you them on an email or something. Right, Gary, go on.
Send it on WhatsApp if you want, Julie.
I'm on the phone.
Slide up. Right.
I've hung up.
What are we doing if I'm falling back? But see, when it's on the phone, you just slide up like you're still there.
Hello, you still there?
Still
there. I thought I hung up.
Yeah, I'm still here, Julia. Oh, you're okay. So, when you put them...
Right, I'm just going on to your... Your WhatsApp says no problem. Oh, no, that was mine.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Did you click the camera in the right side? There's a little camera on the bottom corner.
Put the camera on? Is that what you're asking me to do? Put the camera on? I'll wait for a second. Hello? No, I've lost my signal a wee bit.
Is that the fire?
Right, I think I've got you here. Speak to me so that I can hear.
Okay.
Right.
Hello, Julie, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. So all I need to do now is take a picture of two letters. Two letters that have been sent to your address to prove your address.
Okay.
So if you want to just get any two letters you've got there and just take a picture of them for me.
Give me 2 seconds, please.
No problem. Take your time, Julie. No worries.
Into the filing system. Sorry about that.
Oh, no, take your time, Julie. There's no rush, my love. Take your time.
My birth certificate, any use?
Yeah, that'd be perfect. So if you want to take a picture of that, Julia, and then just one letter, that'd be great.
Yeah, okay.
Perfect. Let's have a look through that, see. Okay, so with the letter, Julie, it doesn't need to be the full letter. We need to see all four corners of the paragraph. And the same with your birth certificate. So if you just take a picture of it, and you'll put it on the table, and just take a picture of it, that'll be great.
Right, so that's a sheet of paper?
The full sheet of paper, yes, that's correct. Just we need to see the date on it to make sure it's a recent letter.
Oh, no, that's just like the... You open the page and then access my
W3. Yeah. So we need the same with your birth certificate as well. So if you just sit it down on the table and take a picture of the full document.
How's that?
Okay, that one's perfect there. So now if you just set your birth certificate down on the table, we need to see the full birth certificate. Excuse me. Perfect, that's great, that's great, my love, that's perfect. So all we need now there, Julia, like I say, is we just need a document signing so we can obviously go to the local authority and request your documents for the case. So I'm going to send this via email. So all you need to do, Julia, is you can get your son to do it if you like, if you're not the best with your phones. But all he needs to do is go on your email and you'll see the document. There's your three boxes that need clicking on to sign. But I'll let you do that after the call. If you want to let your son do it, like I say, it's not a problem. He can do it on your behalf, Julia, okay?
Okay.
But that'll be in your emails after the call, but that's... It'll be in your emails, that one.
No problem.
You'll have a text of it as well, so please click here for the document. But other than once that's done, Julia, we can pass this over to, obviously, the solicitor to obviously proceed with the case. Now, the case is going to take anywhere from 8 to 12 months. But like I say, the projection is around £45,000. What would you get back for you? Now, if you need me in the meantime, Julia, you can give me a call on this number any time. But that is all we need from you today, my love. So I'm glad we got a hold of you and obviously we've got a bit sorted for you. But that's everything we need, my love. Okay.
Thanks so much.
Once you come off the call, Julia, no problem. Once you come off the call, Julia, just get your son to click your emails and he'll see the document at the top. It'll have my name then right at the top of it, okay?
No problem. Thank you.
Perfect, Julia. I'll speak to you soon, my love. And thank you, Julia.
Thank you. Bye.
Have a lovely day.